Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me via Zoom this morning, I have Robert Flights and Rhiannon Gavon from Sitka Fine Arts Camp, and a performer that we've seen once, we'll be seeing another time. There's a concert happening on Tuesday night with Robert at the keyboard. Both of you, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So Robert, you are a somewhat familiar face here in Sitka. You're a New York-based performer, but you've been here many a time before, most recently this weekend.
Yes, definitely. I've been here many times over the past 6 years or so, and now I'm here for a few different purposes. On Saturday night, I was in the Van Halen show playing keyboards, and then I'll be doing the concert tomorrow night, and then also playing piano for the Broadway show this coming Saturday. So it's a really fun and varied week.
Yeah, and this is going from a rock concert to Van Halen, and now this is the Tuesday night concert's going to be a little more classical, but not necessarily only the powdered wig composers. There's a lot of it's going to be happening. So you had for you were just asked, like, come up, play things in person. It'll be real fun. Did you have free rein then in picking out what kind of music you wanted to share with Sitka?
I always feel really, really free to really explore and to play what I really am passionate about when I come to Sitka. I always find the audiences are super, super open and listen with such generosity and enthusiasm and curiosity. So I always get really excited about planning programs for Sitka because I think, I really get to do what I really love to do.
So for Tuesday night's concert, are there any particular composers that you're going to be focusing on? Or what's the mood, I guess, of what you have planned for us?
Yeah, really good question. So it's the program is kind of, it opens and closes with a couple really familiar composers. I'll start with a little bit of Bach and then end with Brahms, two composers who are like quite famous classical composers. And then in the middle, I'm playing a bunch of really, really cool and interesting repertoire by a very sort of eclectic group of composers who are still alive. Some of the pieces were written for me in the past year or so. And they're all pieces that have really held, I think, a special resonance for me over the past year. Mm-hmm. I've been mostly, I haven't been performing nearly at all. So I've been only really playing at home and practicing repertoire. So it's all music that I think really, when put all together, helps to illuminate each other. They're all seemingly very, very different pieces, mm-hmm. but they open up a lot of interesting emotional spaces and I think it's a really surprising and interesting mix of music.
So you're definitely getting the full experience when coming here, shaking the dust off with a pounding rock concert to, all right, we got everything loosened up, and now let's explore a little more variety and depth in what an amazing instrument that the piano is. So for folks
Absolutely.
Who are maybe like Van Halen, they know that. They've heard that on the radio. They're kind of on the fence with this whole, like, classical music thing. What would you say to those people to encourage them to come out and to hear you play tomorrow night?
Yeah, totally, totally. I definitely think when you say names of composers like Bach and Brahms, you get this idea, like you said earlier, of, like, the powdered wigs and the kind of the formality and the... And also, it sometimes can take a lot of work from an audience member as well because mm-hmm. of that emotional investment. But my main goals as a performer, and especially when I'm playing solo piano recital, is to present the concert in a way that makes it really exciting and fun, whether you know the music or not. I always want the audience member to to kind of go away having listened to it in a different way or heard something they weren't expecting to hear or maybe made a connection or like felt something a little bit different or new or surprising. And I think that that can be even most magical for somebody who doesn't know any of the music at all and who's really going in with an open mind and curiosity for something a little different.
And you had mentioned earlier of having this mix of more modern pieces with more classical pieces. You're hoping to open up different ways of hearing each of them. So if you're not getting stuck in like, okay, I'm listening to this type of music, so I'm going to be in this mindset. It's going to be, it's going to be more an interesting journey.
Definitely, definitely. And for me, the whole hour-long concert is one journey, even though the pieces are coming from different countries and different time periods and different backstories. It's all about creating this one line that you get to kind of experience as an audience member. And I love to talk about the music and I love to share what's behind the pieces. So that's going to be also a really big part of the concert as well.
So yeah, so anyone who can enjoy the creativity behind music doesn't necessarily have to be like, I'm a diehard Rachmaninoff fan or like I'm a diehard Van Halen fan. Both people can find something, a common note through all of it, that there is a lot of amazing similarities in music, even though
Definitely.
At the surface it might seem completely like dark side of the moon compared to the blazing sun, like very different. They still have that commonality to them.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
So, Rhiannon, you're the one of the masterminds, I guess, behind Sickified Arts Camp and getting things off the ground again. So, Van Halen was the first time that Sitka had got to remember how fun being in live in person is for concerts and such. So, this is going to be the continuation of that. Can you, for those who maybe weren't familiar with the specifics of what's happening with having these shows in person, what are the nitty-gritty details of allowing this to happen? What are the rules of the road?
Sure. So we at the Fine Arts Camp are super excited to bring live music back to the Sitka community, and Van Halen was a great start. We had so much fun with that crowd. But of course, we want to do it safely. So the performances are all taking place at the Sitka Performing Arts Center, and we're doing 25% capacity, which allows for physical distancing between parties, and then masks are required. So if you want to see more details of what the complete COVID protocol is for shows, we've got that listed on our website at fineartscamp.org/shows. And that's also conveniently where you go to buy tickets for Robert's show.
Excellent. And tickets are, I think, $20, I believe you had mentioned before. And
yes,
the show starts at 7, doors at 6:30. And I think, Robert, you said it was going to be about an hour in length. Is this going to be full hour through? Or you said you're going to have a little backstory, for lack of a better term, for different pieces?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it'll be about an hour altogether, and yeah, just straight through, no intermission. But I'll be chatting and sharing some of the conversation and a few other little surprises here and there throughout the evening.
Excellent. We are just about out of time this morning, but it's so nice to have real live in-person music happening again. As the audience, it's definitely wonderful, and I imagine, Robert, for you, it's pretty nice to not just play by yourself or rehearsing in your own studio.
Yeah, it's really, really such a pleasure to be here. I'm so grateful to Rhiannon and to the Fine Arts Camp for making it possible. And it's just been such a blast so far. And I'm really grateful to get to share more music with you this coming week.
Excellent. And that piano concert, solo piano with Robert Flights, that's happening tomorrow night, 7 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center. Doors at 6:30. All the fun nitty-gritty details and tickets are at fineartscamp.org/shows. Robert and Rhiannon, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.